Shalom, everybody. And today we are studying two parashot of this week. Parashat Achrei Mot. It's Leviticus, the book of Vayikra, chapter 16, verse 1. And the next one is Parashat Kedoshim. Parashat Kedoshim is on chapter 19, verse 1. Okay. The reading of these two parashot could raise a lot of questions. One of the main topics of Parashat Acharei Mot is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is being celebrated in the fall, in the spring, in the autumn. However, now it's a spring in Jerusalem, in the Holy Land. Why are we reading now about Yom Kippur? By the way, on Yom Kippur itself, the holiday of Yom Kippur, the reading of the Torah on Yom Kippur is from Parashat Acharei Mot, this parasha. And Parashat Kedoshim is added to Parashat Acharei Mot. We read two parashot this Shabbat, like last Shabbat, it was Hezriya and Metzorah. One topic. Here, it looks like a bunch of topics. What is the connection? Why? Because let us explain it very simply. Parashat Acharei Mot is identified as Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is in the, if you read the commentators and the whole idea of faith, it's about a human being making teshuva, cleansing himself, so he can impure his connection to godliness. It's between a human being and his God. However, you have, if we go to Parashat Kedoshim, we can see that also, very similar topic. You read Parashat Kedoshim, chapter 19 in Leviticus, וידבר אדוני אל משה לאמור, and God speaks to Moses, saying, דבר אל כל עדת בני ישראל, speak to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, ואמרת להם, and tell them, קדושים תהיו, you will be holy. כי קדוש אני, אדוני אלוהיכם, because I am holy, the Lord your God. Very important, it's about being holy. That fits to Yom Kippur. And after that, you have verse 3. Ish imo v'aviv tirau. Every person must have awe of their mother and father. In the same verse, ve'et shabbatotai tishmor. And you should observe my Shabbatot. I'm the Lord your God. If you continue later, do not turn into the idols. Then you have, we skip, there's about sacrificing, bring the offerings. And then verse 9, ובקוצריכם את קציר ארציכם, when you harvest your land, לא תחלה פאר צדיך. That's a biblical, very clear law. When you harvest your land, you do not harvest the whole land. You leave always a corner that you do not harvest. Why? So the poor people of your town can go to the field after you finish harvesting and they can harvest what you left behind you. ולקט קצירך לא תלקט, and whatever fell while you collect the harvest and you put it, you load it over yourself or over whatever means of transportation that you take the harvest from the field into the barn. If something was left behind, forgotten, fell off the the load, you do not come back to pick it up. You leave it for the poor people. That's a clear law. And then it goes to verse 10. Same thing you do with the harvest of the vineyard. And then verse 11, Lo tignovu, do not steal. Lo tekachashu, do not cheat. Lo teshakur, do not lie. One to each other. Ve'lo tishavu bishmil hasheker, and do not make oath in lie. And it goes like this in the same idea about justice, court, and the most famous verse, chapter 19, verse 18. I'm reading the whole verse. Lo tikom, do not take revenge. Ve'lo titor, do not keep grudge. Et b'nei amecha, the people of your nation. Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. And you love your fellow person as yourself. Ani Adonai, I am the Lord. And we know from many studies the verse, this verse, ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha, love others, love your fellow man as yourself. This is the main pillar of the whole Torah. However, it says, I'm the Lord. So is it loving the other person or loving God? Or because of God? It's a mixture. So let us begin from the beginning, which is the beginning of the parasha is about Acharei Mot. Acharei Mot means after the death. The first verse of the parasha is mentioning the death of the two sons of Aaron, that we mentioned it in Parashat Why do we have to mention it all over again? And the answer is the same as just saying the two sons of Aaron were really righteous, very high souls. And it's also when you want to connect to purification, connecting to the death of real righteous people can help you elevate. So I mix up. It looks like so many different ideas mixed together. And let us try to make some order over here. So first of all, we'll start with Acharei Mot. The whole idea of Yom Kippur is being dealt over here. The holiest day of the year is mentioned, is being read this week, although we celebrate Yom Kippur in the fall, not in the spring. So we read about it, one of the most powerful readings about Yom Kippur in the Zohar, verse 196 in the Sulam commentary. The Tanya, Mereisha deyacha sifrin petichin, Vedaini dayanin. From the beginning of the month of Tishrei, Libra, the books are open, the books of human's destiny. Vedaini dayanin, and all the judgments are being evaluated. Bechol yoma v'yoma batei dinin itmasan, every day there are judgments over every human soul. Litfatcha bedina ad yoma, and all of that is in order. Just a second. Okay. And all the books of judgments are being opened, and the judges are judging. And all of that till the ninth day of Tishrei Libra. And then comes the tenth day, Yom Kippur, the tenth day of Tishrei Libra. On that day, Salkin dinin kulul umare dedina, umetakne kursaya ila ad rachamei, emakaka disha. Bahu yoma ba'an Israel etata lemichadei bechadvata lekadmut mareon, lezamin liyoma achara, lemeitav alayo bekursaya kadisha rachamei, bekursaya devatanuta. On this day, on that day, Yom Kippur, people should be rejoicing in front of the master, because on the day of atonement, Yom Kippur, This is the day of atoning of all sins. On this day, all the sins are being purified. As it says, Mikol chatotechem lifnei Hashem titaru. From all your sins, you're going to be purified in front of your God. Lifnei Hashem mamash, in front of God, really. Why? What I mean, lifnei? Lifnei in Hebrew is not like in English. Lifnei means in front of, but it means facing. The original word is facing God. So, facing God, what does it mean facing God? Because his face is turned to you on that day. What kind of a face? Face of compassion, face of loving kindness, face that is purifying. And it's a great day that when God shines his face to you, what does it mean? He shows you only love and compassion. That special light shining, which means when you have, when you talk about the face of God, God, of course, does not have a face or a back. Face, we mean that there is illumination. You can feel the illumination coming from the Creator. On regular days, it's not so easy to feel them. And more than that, that illumination is cleansing. Why? When a person feels totally enlightened, embraced, he feels the love of God towards him unconditionally, like it's very hard to feel that most of the year. When you open enough and you feel that, then your heart is being somehow relieved, cleansed, and washed out. Now, who says you will be purified? Only the high priest, Kohen HaGadol. Sh'oved ha'avodah u'miyached Hashem HaKadosh b'fiv. V'kasher miyached Hashem HaKadosh u'mitbarech b'fiv, az hakol ahu yored u'votesh bo ve'ir ha'milah b'fei ha'kohen. So we know. How would that happen? And the word shines in the mouth of the Kohen. What does the Zohar mean? Let's continue reading. אחר כך רוחץ גופו ומקדש ידיו לכנוס בעבודה אחרת קדושה, עד שיתכוון לכנוס במקום אחר עליון הקדוש מכל. So, the Kohen, the high priest, on Yom Kippur, in the holy temple, used to purify himself, pray, and then walk into the Holy of Holies. Only once a year, the high priest will go into the Holy of Holies, only Yom Kippur. As he goes to the Holy of Holies, there are three rows of people around him. His brothers, the Kohanim, the priests, the Levites, the Levim, and the rest of the nation, all of them. And they raise their hands to pray for the Kohen. והם נושאים ידיהם עליו בתפילה. וקשר של חבר זהב תלוי ברוגלו. When he walks into the Holy of Holies, there is a rope, a golden rope, tied to his leg. Why? If he dies in the Holy of Holies, nobody can walk in to take him out. Why should he die in the Holy of Holies? If he was not clean enough, then all the light that he will draw into himself and the rest of the world in the Holy of Holies, if he's not clean enough, that light can kill him. Then the golden rope, when he's not coming out, they will pull his body out of the Holy of Holies with the golden rope. הלך שלוש פסיעות, he walked three steps. וכולם עומדים על מקומה ואינם הולכים אחריו. And everybody stands behind and they do not follow him. הלך שלוש פסיעות אחרות ומסובב למקומו. And then he walks three more steps. And then he walks three more steps into the Holy of Holies. הולך שלוש פסיעות וסותם עיניו, and he closes his eyes. הוא מתקשר למעלה, and he would connect upwards. נכנס למקום שנכנס, he just walks into the Holy of Holies. שמע כל כנפי הקרובים, he heard the cherubim. Cherubim is a mistake, it's keruvim. Kruv is the name of the angels, the hugging angels. There were two angels, golden angels, above the Ark of the Covenant. And he walked, as he walked into the Holy of Holies, he heard their wings flapping. שמזמרים ודופקים בכנפיהם, they will sing and clap with their wings. הפורסים למעלה, and their wings are spread above. היה מקטיר קטורת, then he brought some incense, and as he brought the incense, נשתתק כל כנפיהם, and the wings stopped clapping, stopped making noise, ומדבקים בלחש, and then the cherubim would hug silently. אם הכהן זוכה, כיוון שלמעלה נמצא בשמחה, אף כאן למטה יוצא בשעי רצון של אור. If the Kohen is pure enough, since above there's only happiness on Yom Kippur, also here below in the physical world, there will be a moment of goodwill and enlightenment. המתבשם מריחות של הרי הפרסמון הטהור של המעלה. And then the smell of the mountains of the holy persimmon, which is a very, very precious spice, would come down to the holy of holies. נכנס הריח בשני נקבי החותם שלו מתיישב הלב. The smell would come into his nostrils and then settles on over his heart. And the heart is being settled and quiet down from all the stress and the judgment of the whole year. אז הכל הוא בלחש, then everything is silently made. ופתחון פה לא נמצא שם, you don't, nobody opens his mouth. And after that, פתח הכהן פי בתפילה ברצון ובשמחה. And then the Kohen opened his mouth with goodwill and happiness, and he prays his prayer. Of course, he prays for purification of himself and his family, then for his tribe, then for his nation, and for the whole world. אחר שגמר תפילתו, after he finished, completed his prayer, נושאים הקרובים כנפיהם כבתחילה, the קרובים, the angels, raise their wings as before, ומזמרים, and they sing. אז יודע הכהן שהיה את רצון. Then the Kohen knows that he was capable of connecting to the supernal goodwilling. ושעת שמחה לכל, and it's a time for happiness for everybody. והם ידעו שנתקבלה תפילתו, and the people, when they heard the angels singing, they knew that his prayer has been received. As it says, אם יהיו חטאיכם כשנים כשלג ילבינו, it says, if your sins will be red as this color of red, שני, כשלג ילבינו, they will be whitened as snow. והכהן שב לאחוריו ומתפלל תפילתו. Then the Kohen walks backwards and continues to pray. אשרי חלקו של הכהן, כי על ידיו נמצאת שמחה, שמחה. Praiseworthy of that Kohen that could bring the שמחה from below and the שמחה, the happiness of above, to be one. בים ההוא למעלה ולמטה, on that day of Yom Kippur, above and below. על השעה יהיה כתוב, on that time it says, אשרי העם שככה לו, אשרי העם שאדוני אלוהיו. So it's an amazing the story about the Kohen coming to the Holy of Holies. Hundreds of thousands of people were standing outside on the Temple Mount, listening to his prayer when he prayed, Ana Hashem, please God, and he will turn to God to bring in the light of cleansing to himself, to his tribe, to all his nation and the whole world. And the light came in, and as the Zohar said, when the light came in, the mouth of the high priest would pronounce the name of God, and he would pronounce not because the Kohen pronounced it, because the light that came from above made it, his mouth pronounce it. It came out through his mouth. And then the word Titahu comes out, and you will be purified, which means the people knew when they heard the name of God that nobody knows how to pronounce it. Don't even try that at home because you don't know. And even if you know, only the high priest could pronounce that, and he could not pronounce it. It came from above through his mouth. He did not pronounce it. Everybody at that moment felt the purification. If he was not pure enough, there will be silence. Why? He won't be praying anymore. The angels won't sing anymore. And then they know he died, and they have to pull his corpse with a golden rope outside the Holy of Holies. What an amazing description of an amazing day, Yom Kippur. And every Yom Kippur, in Yom Kippur prayer of Musaf, there's a very, very detailed description that repeats all those actions of Yom Kippur, like to commemorate and maybe to visualize, virtually activate, revive the Kohen Gadol through our imagination and will. So what's the connection with the harvesting of the field and living for the poor? What's the connection to do not lie? And if you notice what I read, doesn't that remind you Mount Sinai revelation? Because that's exactly repeating of what's written on the two tablets. And the answer is very simple. Yes, it is. If we read the Zohar says very clearly of Parashat Kedoshim, verse 16, Tanei Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba was learning. Parashat Adak Klala Doraitai. This parasha includes the whole Torah. V'chotama Dekushta Dekushmatai. And that's, this parasha is the signet of truth. And this parasha, very high secrets of the Torah being renewed. Ba'asar Amiran, the 10 utterances of Mount Sinai, ve'gizrin ve'onashim, and all the decrees and punishments, which are exactly the same words as Zohar describes Mount Sinai and Revelation. Ufikudin ilayin, and all the mitzvot, the super powerful mitzvot. V'chad matan chavaya leparashat Adar avuchadan. And when the friends, the students of Rabbi Shimon, reached Parashat Kedoshim to study, they were very happy. So what is that about? We have to remember that Parashat Achrimot and Kedoshim are always being read on the month of Iyar, Taurus, and of course, always during the counting of the Omer. And as we know, the counting of the Omer, these are the 7 weeks between the Exodus and Mount Sinai Revelation. What happened during those 7 weeks, as we explain when we studied about Passover, the teachers, like the Zohar, Rabbi Zachariah, and the great Kabbalists, teach us that on the day, the evening of the plague of the firstborn, there was only one way to deliver the Israelites from slavery, bondage, darkness, and very low life state of living into freedom. So in order to do that, God himself injected artificially, not like it is through the whole year round, or never like this happened in history of humanity, that God gave us all the levels of spiritual growth from fetus till prophecy in one evening. That's why they ate in a haste, not because they were running late, just to show that all the levels that a human being has to go through in his spiritual growth. You have to go one step after another, one level after another, that 10 sefirot are divided into 10, but basically there are five levels. We're talking about spiritual growth. Five levels that divided into five, so there are 125 levels or steps to climb on during the spiritual growth of a human being. All levels of growth came at once in the beginning of the evening of the night of the Exodus. So what happened over there? That major force who came in basically kicked us out of the swamp. There was no other way. Because when we expanded our consciousness to the level of high level prophecy, that was a gift from God. And as I explained, the Kabbalists explained, there was no other way, because only being in the stage of the highest level of epiphany, enlightenment, growth, and broad level of consciousness, like being able to realize and understand the global process of human correction over the millennia, not just the me right now, what's happening, and what do I feel if I'm hungry or not. That was like we received in Egypt in that evening, the state of mind of like a Mashiach, the Messiah. That was a messianic epiphany, an excitement. Otherwise, we will never leave Egypt. Leave me the way I am. We like the meat over here. You know, only when you're in this such level of revelation, you could leave. However, since we did not achieve it on our own, it was forced upon us. So we can leave Egypt. It disappeared the day after. It's called bread of shame, which means the shame of receiving a gift that you did not earn. However, we felt already that clairvoyance, prophecy, perception, expansion of awareness, a messianic complete awareness of growth and understanding of everything from beginning to the end of the process, of all what being a human is about, deciphering all the secrets. We lost it, but we had the taste. So the 7 weeks following Passover are the 7 weeks that every year, as the Israelites, with the push that they got on that night of the plague of the firstborn, which we call it the night of the Seder, with that push, with that drive, although we lost it, we kept the memory of it. For 7 weeks, we worked every day on acquiring another level, another sefirah. But basically, 7 weeks is 7 times 7. What about the other 3 times 7? Okay, yeah. And the answer is, if we have really 10 sefirot, 10 sayings, 10 commandments, okay, 10 utterances, 10 by 10 is 100. So 49 is less than 50%. So God is doing magic. After we complete the lower 49, on the night of Shavuot, the 50th day, Bina, Jubilee, the heavens open up again. But now, since we worked out and we build 49 levels of purity and expansion of awareness, now the rest 51 sefirot came in, and they come in every year again on the holiday of Shavuot. So there is again that level of prophecy that the nation of Israel in Parashat Yitro experienced. So why is that being read right now? Because if we understand what these 7 weeks are about, these 7 weeks, it's a concentrated opening of gates that all the levels of a human purification and growth of awareness, from a slave till a prophet and a messianic age revelation, all of that is condensed into 49 days. These are really special days. These are days for cleansing. That's why a lot of people feel like going on cleansing diets, purification, especially of the mind. Because let's say, you know, let's be truthful. When you cleanse only your diet, but your brain is still thinking dirty, the diet is not going to help you too much. Remember that. So, so what is the mixture? Because it says Yom Kippur can purify only sins between a human being and his God. But the sins between a human being and other human beings, that Yom Kippur does not cover up, does not purify. You have to take responsibility for that, but on your own, ask for forgiveness, compensate the people you hurt and stuff like this. So why is this mixture of divine and mundane? So if we go to Parashat Kedoshim, if you realize these are that many of the verses are repetition of the Ten Commandments, or Ten Utterances, more proper to say. You have on one hand, you know, I'm the Lord your God, a Shabbat, but honor your father and mother, which is a very mundane issue. Do not steal, do not kill, do not covet the wife and the house of your friend. But it says, it speaks also about do not worship idols. So we have already in the beginning this mixture, but it's not a mixture. If you really understand the monotheism of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, what does it mean, monotheism? Monotheism means there's one God and there's nothing but God, which means every human being carries a soul, which is a spark of God. Every creature has a godly spark inside it. Every inanimate object has a spark, godly spark in it. That's why you cannot kill, just for fun, animals or people, of course. You hurt the image of God by doing that. That's why you have to respect your environment and the people that are basically your environment. You have to respect the God within each one of them, and in nature and everywhere. That's why all of these laws, they're not laws of, you know, me and God. I'm a spiritual human being. I can't send people, but I'm a spiritual human being. No, God is everywhere. If this is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, This is also the God that is within the business deal that you just closed. There's God over there because is there pleasure over there? There's transfer of money. Money is God also. Because everything is God. God is everything. There's nothing that is not God. And that means that everything is imbued by God's power. And if you want to connect to that power, you have to vibrate on a godly frequency. And that's why you have to be honest. That's why you have to be benevolent. Yeah, that's why you have to give charity. That's why you leave part of the field unharvested so poor people can come and harvest it for themselves. That's why when whatever part of the harvest that is forgotten on the field, you don't come back to pick it up, you leave it for the poor. You give them the dignity to go and pick their own goods from the ground and now to grind it, to process it, whatever, to make food out of it. You cannot separate in monotheism the mundane and the metaphysical. They're both two sides of the same coin. God is in the details. God is in the big picture. God is everywhere because God is everything. When we have that kind of an awareness, we can start that process that, as it says, Kdoshim tiyu, finally you will be holy. The moment you accept that expansion of awareness, that understanding of what it's all about. So it's the food that I eat, the drinks that I drink. It's in the relationship that I have, family, friends, business, everything. It's all about interactions of and flow of light. The more aware you are of that interaction, the more of the light you can accumulate. And if you accumulate it properly, you accumulate it in order to purify yourself so you can rise to a level that you have as less noise as possible from impurity. What does it mean, noise? Hysteria, aggravation, and in the most addictive ways. All of those repetitive thoughts that you can make a quilt out of it, and it suffocates you and you can't get out of it. All of that is supposed to be cleansed. How do you clean it? When you apply godliness in every aspect of your actions. The moment you take things for granted, either your prayer, your customers, your spouse, your children, you lose them. The moment you take them for granted, it's over with. So during these 7 weeks, we need huge support. So when we read about Yom Kippur and the purification and the cleansing of Yom Kippur, we understand we're going through something very similar. It's to awaken Yom Kippur because every day you can experience Yom Kippur. You awaken Kedushim because every day you are walking forward, if you allow it just if you allow it. You're walking up and forward on the steps for whatever greatness that is waiting for you. And that greatness cannot be only when you meditate or pray. It has to be also when you buy and when you sell. When you have relationship with your families and you have to understand that God is in these details also, everything is divine. Okay, yes, there are things that are less divine. Why? Because they're being captured by very strong forces of materialism, negativity, whatever that doesn't do not allow us to see the real picture. Then it's not about it. There's a God sitting up on a cloud and he needs us to do all kinds of weird things for him, like putting on tefillin, making blessing over peaches. All of that, these stuff, giving charity whenever, even if it's not that comfortable. What is this issue? The issue is God is in every aspect of every action. Now, how much of God is there? As much as you allow in. Very simple. The more you allow in through expansion of your consciousness, this is the time to do that. The time in the year that it's like all of that power is being imbued into the earth, into humanity, so we can cleanse ourselves, raise ourselves above the level of slaves. And what is the highest level of a free human being? It's the freedom of what enslaves him, which means the spiritual realm, in which when you love another person, it's a meditation. It's not a deal, it's a meditation. You love the other person, you bring him light because you are present by the light. Okay? If you do that, you see the miracles happening. What are the miracles? So we spoke about it last week. The miracles that the person can raise himself from the dungeon, from the box, into a magical layer of consciousness in which there are different solutions. There are all the means to make it happen. And it happens because you know it's supposed to happen. This is a very powerful thing because you want success. Everybody wants success. Everybody wants to be successful above the average. It's not that hard. You have to open the channels of light for everyone. How do you do that? You are made in the image of God. You are a spark of godly light. That's what your soul is. So when you cooperate with your soul, you have infinite power to change stuff, to make things, make amends. But that's the power that you will get during Yom Kippur, Parashat Kedoshim, and when we read them both, they converge into this most powerful opportunity. Portal is open during this week to allow us to upscale ourselves and our consciousness. To understand when I do not lie to somebody, it's not because I'm afraid to be caught, I'm afraid to be sued. No, I'm doing it because I don't want to take myself away from the authentic, real connection with the infinite God around me. When I do that, when I inject that kind of state of mind in every part of my reality, there are no accidents. The flow is a flow. The flow of everything that is good continues. And then you come out with every day from every test, every experience. You come out bigger and bigger and bigger. You don't blame others. You don't take grudge. Why? Because what the Torah is saying, don't go there because it's poisonous. It's going to poison your soul. What are you going to earn? Get out of it. So basically, these two parashot, that another thing about these two parashot, are so powerful. And they are being read during the counting of the Omer in order to share with us this awesome force, like the two biggest forces of the year. One is Yom Kippur, the other one is Mount Sinai Revelation. That mean being mentioned over here, concentrated over here, so in order to inject into us that power to overcome, to raise ourselves upwards. So finally, on Shavuot, we can celebrate a higher sense of freedom, a higher sense of opening up that is authentic, that is pure, that is clean. And that's why, as the Zohar says, on Mount Sinai, the nation of Israel, where we had out-of-body experience, so we saw the voices. We saw and we studied the whole Torah all over again, with all the commentaries, with all everything. Okay, how could we do that? It was not. How can somebody read in few weeks, let's say even years, all the Torah and all the commentaries of the Torah? It's wider than a notion. So here the Zohar is teaching us. Your connection over here is in order to give you that, the 40 pills, extra power pills, that we, when we study this parasha, we contemplate over those very important laws that are centric to the Abrahamic faith. When you focus on that, you lose huge amount of power. So you need to be reimbursed. That's only when your mind is in the right place, which means when you praise somebody that is part of your family in front of others, it's very clear that you want them to get something for that, from that powerful person. Same thing over here. It's always to prevent the friction of self-interest that taints everything with a dark light, meaningless, dull. In order to really overcome that and connect to the real, authentic image, you need a lot of humility. Otherwise, you don't have the vessel to enjoy that flow of powerful light. So this is the mixture of Parashat Kedoshim. On one hand, it's a man, a human being, and God, with the higher level of communication. On the other hand, it speaks about also about purification through sex, through purification, through honesty. Everything is part of that purification. Because the two worlds, the spiritual and the metaphysical, they're basically the same one. It's just our perception, angle of looking at stuff. That is what is changing. So our job is to embrace these parashot, embrace the secrets of these parashot, and there are big secrets over here, a lot of secrets. However, the Zohar is saying, before that, Parashat HaChemot has 80 verses. 80 verses is the letter Pei. Parashat Kedoshim Okay, Parashat Kedoshim has 64 verses. The code word for that is Ve-Noga and Venus. Vev, Vav, that's a letter, Hebrew letter Vav, Ve, is completing the Pei from Achrimot into Pei-Vav. Pei-Vav are the two letters, according to the Book of Formation, the two letters of the month of Iyar. And what's left is Noga. Noga, Venus, is 58, which means chen, grace, but it's also the planet, ruling planet of the month of Iyar, Taurus. So we have over here, like hidden, the secrets. How do we connect to Venus? And the answer is, this is a planet of love. Love others as you love yourself. The month of Iyar is the month of love. The month, of course, Taurus are not all over the time about loving somebody else. Many times it's like most of us, it's about loving ourselves. But when you just repeat that again and again in a society that basically keeps you loyal to your principles, to your values, because the moment you go off the road, everybody will see that. So it's all about, you need to be part of a community, a loving spiritual community. You have to emphasize it more than others because that's what Iyar, Ani Hashem Rofecha, I'm the Lord your God, your healer, okay? As a healing force. And the healing will happen, as the Talmud is saying, only when you heal your state of mind. On after that, your body will follow, because your body followed mental dirt and suffocation. The result was all kinds of materialism around you. Nothing happens by mistake. So when we connect to those forces of the month of Taurus, the month of, it's a Taurus is show, ox, but it's also the show is also the same numerical value of unconditional love, Ahavat Chinam, which is also Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik, the first sequence of the Ana Bekoach. We have so many secrets over here of turning the judgment into illumination. So much. And it's all about, and it's going to take place in one condition. You have to be aware that God is infinite, which means God is in every domain, every dimension of existence. Okay? He can't go away from him. And also, in every, if we're talking about universes, parallel universes, and we're talking about also little creatures around me, God is everywhere, including in insects and birds. It's all godly. When we have that state of mind, we will change our course in economy, in business making, because there will be always that idea of how do you do it according to God's law, because you want to connect to God's law, you want to connect to His bliss. And that's basically this parashot are about. This is the time of the year for cleansing oneself from cleansing, from dirt, from negativity, from being mixed up, all of that. So we get the power of Yom Kippur and Mount Sinai revelation in this parasha, so it can raise us to the same level of the Shekhinah, of the divine presence. And then we can experience redemption, at least just during the counting of the Omer and in the coming Shavuot. If we do it strong enough, that will stay with me for years after. Thank you so much, and have a great month full of hard, successful work.